For the last three decades, a federal judge has overseen the Texas prison system, but that's about to change. A settlement has been reached between state officials and prison rights advocates in the state's longest-running prison civil rights lawsuit. The judge could give control of the prisons back to the state any day now. Janet Heimlich reports.
30 years ago, living conditions in Texas prisons were deplorable. Cells were so crowded that prisoners were, as one official put it, stacked like cordwood. Inmates designated as correctional officers were allowed to beat other prisoners into submission. Medical care was practically non-existent. In 1972, an inmate named David Ruiz and other prisoners filed a class action lawsuit against the state. After that, U.S. District Judge William Wayne Justice ruled that conditions were cruel and unusual and violated the Constitution. Also, he set rules for prison officials to follow. The lawsuit, known as Ruiz, completely overhauled Texas prisons. Carl Reynolds is general counsel for the Texas prison system. Reynolds says it's a good sign that lawyers for the prisoners have settled with the state.
They essentially are saying, we're going to turn it over to you all completely because we think you're heading in the right direction.
But lawyers for the inmates paint a less rosy picture. Donna Brobery has been representing the inmates since 1978. She says there are still serious problems in the system. For example, too many mentally ill prisoners are kept in isolation and denied proper treatment. Inmates are often assaulted and raped by other prisoners, and the system does little to intervene. Also, Brobery says correctional officers brutalize inmates to punish them.
On our site visits, we went to one unit where there was a posse of maybe 10 or 12 officers, including high-ranking officers, who regularly took prisoners to some back offices and just beat them up.
But despite her complaints, Brobery says it's best to settle Ruiz rather than prolong it. She points out that prison officials have agreed to certain measures. For example, they'll increase monitoring of the mentally ill and allow outside prison experts to thoroughly inspect facilities. And besides, Brobery says, over the last decade, the state has been given more and more control. That means there are now only a few outstanding issues left to litigate in this case.
A lawsuit has a natural lifetime, and Ruiz is getting towards the end of its natural lifetime. And like human beings, lawsuits in their very old age lose power.
Meanwhile, prison officials insist that the system is constitutional. For example, in the case of the prison Brobery mentioned, officials had already begun to investigate wrongdoing. Reynolds maintains that problems cited by critics are isolated and don't indicate a system-wide breakdown.
We have incredible systems in place to find problems, to ferret out people that are not carrying out their jobs correctly, to discipline them.
Still, Reynolds admits there is a downside to doing away with Ruiz. Before now, prison officials could convince legislators to approve the system's $2.5 billion a year budget. They stated that the money was needed to pay for things mandated by the federal court. But now, without the threat of court intervention, it will be a tougher sell. If lawmakers cut the system's funding, corrections experts say conditions could deteriorate once again. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.